But first, we're talking about the baby and bringing the baby out in public, and the baby starts crying or what have you. You lucked out and going to a 10 o'clock showing last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of a packed theater for Pirates of the Caribbean, and somehow the baby's quiet the entire time.
It's a cool baby.
Not even once did they have to pick it up and go out. You know,
no, it was just kind of chilled.
So a lot of times you have the baby that starts crying, and then the dad or the mom picks him up and goes out, and then, you know, is, you know, he goes out into the hall and does whatever they do, and then comes back in, you know, after downs a couple shots of whiskey, come back in, and they have the baby on their shoulder, and they're standing in that little hallway, kind of just stand there, and you're just kind of, you're trying to watch the movie, but you're just distracted by them. What's he going to do? Is he going to come sit down again?
That baby's going to start screaming. Me? I hope not.
So what do you think? Does there need to be some kind of etiquette or rule? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
Most people are not considerate. If I'm going to have a gathering and I don't want children there, I say, I love your children, but don't bring them. Mine will not be there.
That's a good way of thinking, but a lot of times you have no control, like the movie theater incident, you know?
You don't bring babies to a movie theater.
Not even a Disney movie or anything?
That's different. If it's a G-rated film, okay, you can bring a baby, but if it's a PG on up, do not bring a child. You ruin it for everybody.
I agree with you. It's just it's hard to be like, listen, mothers who are having a hard time raising babies, stop bringing them out in public, you know? So it's like kind of almost a sensitive issue, but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I'm so tired of all this political correctness that everybody has to be now. Damn it, if you don't want children, say no kids. It's time for people to start standing up for their own rights for enjoyment. If I'm going to pay what the ticket price is, damn it, leave your kid at home. That's just my thought.
Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
That's it. 539-9750 or 238-0975. The baby's in the movie theater. The baby in public in general, because a lot of times if you go to, you know, a restaurant or whatever, the baby could be a distraction there also. Does there need to be some kind of rules or something? So far this morning, everyone's saying, yeah, kind of. What do you think?
Yeah, going about the baby when I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Next time I'm in a movie theater, and there's a child, small child, sitting in front of me. And it's a baby, and it starts crying. And the parents are right there. And if I'm in a leg reach, oh, yeah, I'm going to start footsieing with your chair. Yeah. You're going to be trying to watch your movie, your little brat crying, ruining my pleasuring of the movie. I mean, yeah, you just got to be prepared, because what I'm going to do, yeah, I'm going to take the sole of my shoe. I'm going to gently caress the back of your chair with it, yeah. Back and forth, yeah. Up and down, and yeah, all over the place.
Yeah. Wow, dude, you're pretty passionate about this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm trying to watch, I tell you what, when I go to try to watch the Pirates movie, and the baby starts crying, I'm going to be all kicking all over the chair. Your chair is going to file a police report. Yeah. It's going to have to file a police report after the movie. It's going to tell the police assault allegations. Yeah. Because if you bring your baby to the movie theater, I'll mess your chair up.